The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, second hour of the National Intel Report on this second day of December 2010, only 23 shopping days to Christmas. Got any money out there, folks? Deanna, you and I are old enough that we preceded the credit card. Do you remember
Yes, we did.
Do you remember the layaway plans? Do you remember the Spiegel catalog and the Sears and Roebuck and Montgomery Wards?
Sears and Roebuck. My grandmother used to talk about Monkey Wards.
Monkey Wards, that's right. I worked for Monkey Wards one time. I got fired soon afterwards when we had a holiday party, and I looked at the store manager, and I don't know what possessed me to say this. I didn't hate the man, but he had little effeminate qualities about him, and I looked at him, and I said, I thought you were a fag.
Oh, that would probably...
Yeah, 2 days later, I was out of there. Oh, boy. But, you know, those were the days, though, when things weren't so politically correct. You know,
right.
Now I can probably be charged federally. You know, who knows?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Shelley in Texas. Hello, Shelley.
I waited forever. Can you hear me? Yeah? Okay.
Well, we were waiting for you. Where were you?
Well, no. I mean, I was... You can't listen at the same time you're on the phone, so I've had the phone to my ear for a while, but I'm glad you're getting so many calls. John, I want to thank you for your program. Ditto what the other caller said earlier, and especially Deanna. I have so many favorites on RBM. I've learned so much. But I would love to see Deanna 2 hours. Please speak for 2 hours, Deanna speaks. One with interviewing and then one with history. I'm trying to go through your webpage, and I looked at your suggested reading list. Do you have a truncated one? My golly. I mean, I could probably read for the rest of my life doing nothing else except coming up for breath, you know, for breath, sleep, and food, and never finish.
Well, the list
is just so long.
Only read 90% of it and leave 10% for somebody else.
Oh, no. Have you looked at her reading list, suggested reading list on her site? It is just amazing.
As a matter of fact, I have not.
Is it bigger than ours? Oh, no. I've only checked part of yours.
Okay.
You mean your news article?
No, the required reading.
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe not.
Deanna, yours is bigger than mine?
I'm sorry.
We can't have that.
Well,
I'll shorten it.
We got to give you more time.
Elite and New World Order. Oh, my gosh. If you could, there was a program that you read your book from. Do you remember the lady's name?
Yes, Georgia.
Okay,
Ann
you know
Hughes.
What I'm talking about? Yes, okay.
I
downloaded almost all of the audio, and I'm putting it on CD, and it would be great if you could, at least spend part of it, you know, part of another hour. Anyway, I know you guys, I don't know whether you were joking or not, but I would, or if you can even do 2 hours, but that would be great.
Oh, I don't know. Deanna, do you think you could handle 2 hours a day?
Perhaps. I didn't put her up to this. We're strangers.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
You know, we were talking during the break, since we only have one bird, and we've got pesky people that want more time. So that comes down to me to make judgments on what goes and what doesn't, or what needs to be cut back and what needs to be expanded. It's a thankless job. Because you're going to make somebody mad someplace. That's part and parcel of it. So we'll see. I would love to have Deanna. I would love to have you on 2 hours a day, dear, because you're good. You're good
You're
very good at what you do.
Thank you.
And you put me to shame with your memory. My memory.
Am I still on?
Yes, you are.
Oh, good. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I wasn't sure.
Go ahead, Shelley.
One more question.
How rude of me to make you wait on the phone and then leave you hanging in queue. Go ahead.
Maybe you could have Deanna record and then rebroadcast the second hour of history late at night, or you know. Oh gosh. Yeah, I just want to learn more from her, and I learned so much from everybody else. But let's see. One question is the web chat room. I think you mentioned that you had one, but I couldn't find it on your site.
Who are you speaking to, me or her?
Oh, Deanna. Okay. She had a web chat room.
Right.
She said someone
I didn't do it. One of the listeners created it, and I'll look it up and I'll give it later on in the
show.
Well,
you know, I already responded to that, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They wanted to do, and I emailed them back and I told them, I said, look, I did away with the comments section on the news story on the main site, the republicbroadcasting.org site, because, well, we had a lot of idiots that are coming in there. And what they do necessarily is they'll pull you off topic, start cat fights, getting real personal with other people. And you know, I like the idea of interaction, but when the benefit, when the downside of that outweighs and outstrips the benefit of it, I just do away with it.
Oh, they can be really hard to control on sure chat rooms, but I just thought it was a great idea, and I thought it was going to be on Spingola Speaks website, not independent of RBN or Deanna.
Yeah, see, but I didn't do it. It was just somebody else that did it.
Oh, yeah, but I thought it was going to be on your site. But anyway, that's the shoot. I would love to have that, you know, have people discussing the issues, and I would love a chat site on RBM. I wish you could bring it back, but if it's not worth it, you know. I mean,
my dear, it really isn't. And seeing as how we only have one host that phones in his show from time to time, we like to keep it live and interactive. And if you want to participate, do it with the talk show host.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you both so much. And get to the solution, state banks, okay?
All right.
Thanks,
Shelley. Bye-bye. I appreciate it. We got callers stacked up. Let's clear some of these out. Stephen in Oregon. Hello, Stephen.
Yeah, you're okay with it? You can hear me, right?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, I wanted to say, man, gosh, I'm kind of waiting. It's such a great show. You got such great callers. And I didn't know about Deanna until today, but with the few words that she has said, I'm going to be looking into it because she sounds really great.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
I thought I was letting her talk more.
Yeah. And so, anyway, what I want to say, one of the things that brought, man, with the quadrillions of dollars that we owe, it seems like there's nothing else to talk about, but I guess we've got to talk about something, you know? And so she reminded me about the, you know, China, we're just buying everything from China. And, you know, it's kind of a somewhat of a survivalist that I am. I'm trying to, you know, prepare a little bit. And, but man, I'm getting stuff like flashlights, for instance. And I get them, and they come in, and they say 2D batteries, and I can't fit the batteries in. Now I'm an electrical engineer. I know that sort of thing is important. I can fix cars. I can fix dishwashers. I can fix anything. You have to learn that stuff or we're not going to survive. And so, but the batteries don't fit, so I have to send it back. And then I get another one, and I told my wife, I said, you know what? It didn't work. And I go, let's send them back, but keep one because they're only like, you know, $12. And I go, I'm going to do a $12 experiment. So I broke the whole thing apart. The wiring is all wrong. And so I just, all these people that are buying stuff
Chinese.
From China, you know, they're going to have a credit card payment 4 months from now, and what they bought is not going to work.
Yeah.
Well, this is pretty, you know, that's really interesting to me.
Well, they just don't have all the regulatory mishmash over there in China that they do here. You know, I mean, we get all kinds of stuff. We get tainted this, and that doesn't work that, and... You know, hey, it's buyer beware. Run down to Wally World, pick something off the shelf, and take it home and hope it works.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so I thought I'd bring that up. But thank you, guys. And hey, thanks. You've got great callers and your great show. And I really like Deanna. I'll be looking into her a little bit more. And
please do.
Thank you.
Please do. Here's the only woman, by the way. I'm going to tell on you, Deanna.
What?
You're the only woman I've ever asked.
Don't even go there. Okay, we're not going to discuss that.
Fine. Just fine. All right, let me tell you what I responded. The person, I think, that emailed you and did the chat room, this was my response to these people. It said simply, there was a reason I did away with the comments section to my website. The same reason I'm not a big fan of chat rooms. They cause more trouble than what they're worth. It can be a creative environment for some, causing innumerable problems. I will be responsible for the content and intent of the site and the network, as it should be. By extension, I will also be responsible for anything that might come from the association. It's a very sad day indeed when what would be welcomed under normal or usual circumstance must now be considered a possible liability. Wish it weren't so. And I've seen this happen before. People get on blogs that are connected to a website. Now, we know Janet Napolitano, Deanna, and her big thing about radicalizing people. Mm-hmm. If somebody listens to this network or is making comments on a blog or whatever, and they go out and do something, oh, well, see? See? You radicalized these people. You made them do this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we practice the First Amendment here. We're not politically correct. We believe in the rule of law, and that's that positive common law, not the dual kind of constitutional, one's a democracy, the other one's a republic kind of deal. We are a representation, at least, of what America, should I say, Deanna, used to be, or
right.
can be again.
It can be again.
I agree. And I'm not going anywhere.
No, I'm not going anywhere either.
Not moving out of the country, not going to do my show, phone it in from France or whatever.
Nope.
Be right here where it counts. Thanks, Shelley, for your call. I appreciate it very much. Stephen, thank you for your call. John in Austin. Hello, John.
Hey, John. Hello, Deanna.
Hi.
Hi, John.
Oh, I'll tell you what. Changing gears a little bit. I just love our Congress critters. you know, that's been touted about how the unemployment benefits ran out November 30th, I guess was the deadline.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, nothing happens by accident with these idiots. And, you know, so we have 2 million off the top who are going to, you know, lose benefits going into the holiday season and Christmas, and I'm kind of in a soft touch on that. But more importantly, going into winter, and they won't have any funds available for heating oils,
yeah.
and or losing their homes in the dead of winter. And what's the excuse they throw up? They want to be fiscally responsible.
Mm-hmm.
and I'm thinking to myself, who are they talking to?
Yeah. The people that are buying what you're saying?
Sir?
I said the people that are listening to that and actually buying what they're saying, which fewer and few people are in this country doing. Before, it used to be that our politics were a joke. Well, it's now a waking nightmare. And I was watching C-SPAN this morning. I was watching Congress and I was watching the Senate. And I'm watching all these very carefully coiffured and dressed individuals, our Congress critters, making all these grand plans and trying to look congressional or trying to look senatorial. And they're talking about the problems that they had a hand in creating and that they're going to be there for the American people. And I'm watching this and I'm just, my mind's just drifting and I'm starting to think of all the things that these people have pushed down the throats of the American people, telling them how wonderful it's going to be. And then when it blows up in their face, they're there to tell them how they're going to fix it.
Well, you watch, John. I'll bet you a nice lunch, and I'm in the area so I can deliver, and I'll bet you a nice lunch that probably within a week to 10 days, they'll extend the benefits a little bit so that they can save Christmas. And all pat each other on the back and feel good about it.
And you know what really struck me about this, John, as I'm watching these idiots prattle on and on and on, is that they're talking about jobless benefits and they're talking about this and that. And I'm sitting there and I'm looking at this and I'm going, you know, if we had an honest money system, you people really wouldn't have anything to do. Or
right.
If you were following the Constitution, guess what we could have in Washington, D.C.? We could have a part-time legislature.
Yeah.
We could have a part-time executive branch of the government. You know, I'm thinking to myself, God, how many things have they done that they have lost control of? And now the big thing is, well, should we keep up the Bush tax credits or should we do away with them? I don't know. What do you guys think? If we're $100 trillion in the hole for all the government programs and all the liabilities of the U.S. government, what do you think? Do you think we should cut taxes or increase them?
Shocking, terrifying, but very truthful and revealing.
Finally, a documentary on the horrifying results of unopposed estrogen. Estrogen dominance. Are we writing our own epitaph? I urge you to go to www.republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the HealthLink America banner and watch the documentary, The Disappearing Male. To my knowledge, this is the first documentary about the threat that unopposed estrogen poses to our survival as a species. It's a real eye-opener. But the documentary gives no solution to the problem. We have the solution. If we don't get the progesterone message to the younger generation, especially the young women, our very survival is in jeopardy. Again, that website is www.republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the HealthLink America banner. After viewing, please visit our website, www.healthlinkamerica.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
All right, we're back, folks. John in Austin, what else, sir?
Well, going back, you know, I love this idea of having state banks and doing business within the state. And, you know, I could see a possibility of creating an opportunity for reindustrializing on a regional basis this country again. And it coming from with the start of going into a strong regional currency and creating those loans and markets for goods and manufacturing, which is what it's going to take to bring economic recovery.
Well, and you're exactly right. And the state banks, John, there's still going to be fractional reserve banking, but with real assets of the state banking, backing the loans, whether they be mortgages, car loans, whatever, that in itself is not super appealing to me, but it is a good interim step. Once we ferret out and figure out what we're going to do with the FedGov and the Fed Reserve and all the crap that they've got us in there, I mean, we can't even say deep in debt anymore. I mean, we're so far up the down at the bottom, anything looks like up. But the attractive thing about the state bank is that the money that they make off of the money goes right back in circulation, and it goes right back into state coffers. And that is the only way that I see out of this banking situation, because Well, we don't need to go into the finer failure points here of the Fed Reserve and what they have done. But that is a good interim step. In the meantime, we can do as you suggest. We can fund our own industry. And for all you green folks out there, don't get all bunged up here. Because when we do stuff this time, let's do it on a basis of responsibility. So if you've got a brand new company, XYZ, that's coming up and they're manufacturing whatever and they're, well, they don't necessarily have to pollute the environment now, do they? They can take the next.
No, because if we're starting from scratch.
That's right.
Then we can build it correctly. We can build, we can put in the technology, which is far cheaper to do up front than to retrofit.
And
more efficient.
And this mess that we're in because of the Federal Reserve banking system, we can still build our economies. We can still go to work and do our jobs. We can still live and breathe and eat and house ourselves and, you know, all those wonderful things that we're expected to do. You know?
Right, because I don't know how you feel about it, John. I'm not real anxious to go back to the little house on the prairie and living in a buffalo chip shack.
I'm not either. You know,
I like the flush toilet and cable TV. I'm sorry.
You know, we came out of the agrarian society and we started to build an industry, and it provided a lot. It also took away something from the environment. And I'm not a tree hugger by any stretch of the imagination. But nor am I profit at all cost and costing the environment. I mean, let's face it. We got 6 billion people on the face of this planet, and whatever going forth needs to be done in a sane and rational manner and a little bit of foresight. But we don't need heavy-handed governmental organizations that are designed to do one thing, and that's destroy anything that's out there, over-regulate it.
Right.
You know, I mean, who knows better than the problems we have in the state, like down here in Texas, than we in Texas.
Right.
So we let us deal with our problems. Let's back the Fed the hell out of here with their shiny badge people, with their guns and their badges and their agencies. And let's set about putting things back to some normalcy and sanity. It is more than doable. That is the route that we have to take.
I totally agree, John. Common sense needs to rule the day.
I'm telling you.
And because let's face it, the politicians in Washington, they're their own entity. That's their industry. That's their business.
Yep.
We're not a part of it. Okay. We're a byproduct. Okay. Something they need to keep themselves employed.
Well,
and outside of that, they have no use for us. They don't want to know us. They don't want to talk to us.
Nope.
They don't even want to smell us.
We're only regarded as being consumers or taxpayers. Hey, John, I got to run.
All right. Take care, John.
Thank you. Let's go to Jay in Tokyo. Hello, Jay.
Hello.
Hi.
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 Quick question.
Yes.
Hi, Deanna and John.
Hi.
Quick question. Maybe Deanna's expertise, or John, maybe your expertise might explain it. You have the dollar, right? It might be off topic, but and you got other countries like Canada and Hong Kong. You got New Zealand and Australia, which are basically British Commonwealth. Why is their currency called the dollar? And I'll take my answer off air.
You know, Jay, you just had to ask me a question that I don't have a clue on how to answer. Canadian dollar, yeah. Australian, I have no idea why they call it that. I do know this about Canada. They weren't as dumb or as greedy as everybody else on planet Earth was. We don't see bank failures in Canada, do we? That's because they didn't climb on board with the, you know, the short-term gain, that profit, by way of these mortgage-backed securities. For it being a subsidiary of England, they're not doing too badly. But they will, when the United States goes down the tubes, Canada will be next, as well as other countries. Hey, we got to take the break. Deanna Spingola is my guest today. She's been riding shotgun for these 2 hours. Very happy to have this woman on the network. And we'll take more of your calls at 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Well, I'm going to make this explanation to Jay in Tokyo as clear as mud to you. The person that called in with this information, do me a favor, call back in. Evidently, what this goes back to is a currency that was in Germany called the Taler. It sounds like taler or dollar or something. Okay, so they just decided to Americanize it and call it a dollar. Okay, well, okay. By the way, Deanna, the word that we were looking for here, rather than quantitative easing,
yes,
was austerity program.
Oh yes, austerity.
Doesn't that sound so nice?
Yeah.
I mean, it makes me want to love it. Austerity.
Right.
Yes, it sounds...
Our austerity and not their austerity.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you see, they think on different planes. They are creatures unto themselves where profit is their... and money is their God.
Right.
You know, I go ahead.
I just got a note from Gilad Atzman.
Mm-hmm.
He says that there's a disaster in north of Israel, at least 40 dead as fire rages across the Carmel Mountains. A mass evacuation has begun. As I'm writing these lines, Israel firefighting crews are battling with the flames. They also express no hope of controlling the fire soon. And he quotes, "We lost all control of the fire," unquote, said the Haifa Firefighting Services spokesperson. And
wait a minute, Deanna. Maybe if I create a wind here in Texas, it'll really burn down Israel here.
No.
Oh, okay.
Naughty.
Okay, sorry.
And he also quotes, there aren't enough firefighting resources in Israel in order to put out the fire, unquote. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu hurried to the scene of the fire on Thursday. He requested the help of the U.S., Greece, Italy, Russia, and Cyprus to send additional forces to aid the Israeli firemen. A normal country would probably ask for the help of its neighbors, but the Jewish state doesn't have neighbors. It made all of its neighbors into enemies.
Yep. So does a fire hose reach from the U.S. all the way over to Israel?
No.
Hey, Benjamin, why don't you go out there with a squirt gun, put out your own fires? You've started enough fires for us. You know, Deanna, you and I don't know what your position is on Israel.
Somebody, oh, haven't you been listening to my shows?
Well, I do have work to do. I mean, yeah, I try to listen as much as I can. But the problem here that we have is that Israel, somebody called into my program one day and says, well, what do you propose to do with the 6 million Jews in Israel? I propose to do nothing with them. I said what the United States should suggest strongly to Israel, that they make peace with their neighbors. They quit stealing their neighbors' lands. And if they don't want to cooperate, we just cut off the $20 billion a year that we send over to them.
Exactly.
Why isn't it that Israel cannot cooperate with its neighbors to do business and, well, to be neighborly? You know, it's one thing to have borders, but it's another thing to have a fence. It's another thing to go in and steal over 80% of somebody else's country.
Exactly.
And, gee, I don't know quite how to put this, but I just said that, look, I'm not in the market of doing anything for Israel, either for or against them, but they need to do one thing. They need to stop dragging us into their roadmap for peace, because the Israeli idea of peace is to subjugate all of the Middle East.
Right.
So when you have a problem child like that, you take away their toys.
Right.
And I think that would go a long way in reigning in Israel, but we don't have anybody here in this country that's going to do that.
Nope.
Rick in Ohio. Hello, Rick.
Hello, John.
Hi.
Hey, I guess this Netanyahu can't tell the difference between a little brush fire and a war. He's got to call in all the whole world to do his dirty work for him.
Well, that's typical, huh?
Yeah, it's like a forest, like a flash fire. It's like the lives of 10,000 Palestinians. It's not like, it's not worth one Jewish fingernail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a problem. And the problem is the rest of the world is waking up to the fact of what the United States is doing, aiding and assisting the occupation and destruction of an entire people.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, I mean, there's no happy way to paint this any other way.
I called in response to the talk about the threats against H. Ross Perot. If my memory was correct, that was his daughter that was threatened.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that the way it went down?
Yeah.
I was just wondering how, you know, people needed to consider this and think, what if they threatened to kill his daughter and his wife and to frame him for the having it done? Some people may say, well, that would never happen in America.
For
those people, I would suggest they go to reasonradionetwork.com and listen to the 9 hours of interviews that Jamie Kelso did with Mrs. Cindy Steele.
Well, I'm going to have Cindy Steele on my show this month.
When?
And her lawyer.
When?
They are scheduled. Let me just look at my schedule here. Cindy is going to be on the show on the 14th.
The 14th, that's a Monday, correct?
Tuesday.
Tuesday, okay, yeah, that's
and,
right, next Tuesday. Good.
She may be on the 13th also. Depends on another guest schedule.
Okay.
And,
well, let's explain to the listeners who Cindy Steele is. That is the wife of the attorney was arrested for supposedly trying to kill his wife by way of car bomb. Well,
right.
Edgar Steele, I know Edgar. I took the train ride with him from New Jersey down to Jekyll Island and then all the way back. And I got to know Edgar pretty well. He can be at times sharp. He can be at times, how should I put this and do it as kindly as I can, irritating. I guess that's a good word. But I can tell you one thing, that if I were to make a character assessment or somebody asked me for a judgment, do you think this person is capable of doing, I would flat out reject Edgar Steele trying to kill his wife. So I'm very happy that you're going to have her on your program.
Right. Yeah, I'm having her on twice. Let's see, she's going to be back on the 21st unless I can rearrange somebody else on the 13th. But and her lawyer is going to be on with her. And basically, this is certainly a set-up job. They're trying to silence him. And they feel that they can get away with it. And it's a terrible situation.
It is.
Yes, it may have been even larger than we realize. It's very possible. Cindy accidentally found that bomb when she was scheduled to go into the federal courthouse there in Idaho, but she had to wait till later on in the afternoon, so she went to get the oil changed on her car, and that's when it was discovered.
Right.
So there may have been a big false flag attempt going on there.
And then blame it on Edgar Steele murdering his wife. It was just a happenstance that the car blew up when it was near a federal building.
Yeah.
Right.
And people need to keep abreast of this. They can go to free-edgar-steele.com.
All right.
And that is Steele, S-T-E-E-L-E.
All right. Rick, okay. I thank you for that.
Thank you, John.
All right. And Deanna, man, I got to get back on the high horse again and get a riding, man. You're starting to show me up.
Well, I just like to have, I like to have interesting people on. You know, just, you know.
Inquiry.
There's a lot of stories out there that we need to be covering and knowing about. I like to bring people on that have some stories to tell.
Sid in Indiana. Hello, Sid.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
How are you tonight?
Good.
Good.
Deanna, you rock. All I got to say is you totally rock.
Oh, thanks.
Okay.
Sid, let me take a sample polling here. I know it's not really representative of the opinion at large, but do you think this woman should have 2 hours?
I could listen to Deanna. And I don't know for how many days, but I could listen to Deanna all day long. So I got no problems. You know, you want to give her time? Yeah, just do it, John.
It's going to ruffle somebody else's feathers, though. That's my position.
Well, now let me tell you something. Don't mess with RJ is all I got to say.
Don't
mess with Pastor Manning. Like him.
Nope.
I don't necessarily get him, but I'm a Midwestern white guy, and he's a black guy up in New York. So.
Well, and better still, he's a preacher where the preaching needs the most preaching, and that's right in the ghetto up there,
Harlem,
of Harlem.
Yeah,
yeah,
I love it. But your programming is really come together, my friend, and I don't agree with everything, but I do believe in the First Amendment. You know.
Well, imagine my shock and surprise when Mike Rivero gets on the network and within the week, he's proclaiming himself to be an atheist.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay. And then, well, there was no commercial. There a little problem with the plane and the Pentagon. But you know what? I have my opinions about things as well that other people may not agree with. But if you look at Mike Rivero and his dedication to what he does, I don't think... this guy, whether he likes it or not, I think he's got a great soul.
And I think so too.
Yes, I do. And that was a consideration, bringing him on the net. Well, how's this going to fit? Because we got a lot of Christians to listen to the network. You know, for those that have stayed away from Mike Rivero for that one point, don't listen to the guy and just say a short prayer for him.
Hey, John, may
yes.
I say a last word?
Yes, sir.
Guy, you've got a lot of people that listen that aren't from a Christian background.
That's true.
They might be Jewish. They might be Muslims. But these are people that are in the same boat as everybody else. The powers that have come against us can be muddled by the names that we put on them.
Yes.
And if we call them what they really are, this is truly a fight of good and evil. And it doesn't need to be muddled up. Then people from all walks, good people from all walks, will listen to you. And I've got to say one other thing. Are you ready to grow to 10,000 listeners at any given moment? Because that's where you're headed, and you're headed there real fast.
One can only hope, because what we need is this program out on Jump Street in every street of
America.
Well,
get yourself ready, John, because that's where you're headed.
All right. I'm patiently waiting.
Hello?
I'm patiently waiting, Sid.
Okay, good. Hey, look, Deanna is awesome. Give her whatever time that she's willing to dedicate. As long as her content is there, she'll have tons of listeners.
All right. Hey, thanks for your call, Sid.
Much love to you guys.
Appreciate
thanks.
It.
Thanks.
You know, I don't think that I've ever gotten such accolades from a new host on the network, Deanna. People just absolutely love you.
Wow.
Does that surprise you?
Well, it humbles me.
Good word. I have, people have suggested throughout the years, man, you ought to run for politics. You ought to be president. You ought to be the... No. And please don't tell me how great of a guy I am, because I'm just an average guy that saw a niche that needed to be filled, and I went and filled it. Dedicated people. My wife putting up with me all these years through all the trials and tribulations and the shortage of money and all of that stuff. We do this, and the people that are on this network are dedicated.
They are. They are.
I mean, it's the greatest group of people that I've ever seen assembled, and I'm glad I had a hand in it.
And you did a good job.
Well, thank you. Mike in South Carolina. Hello, Mike.
Hey, John. You know, if you were a banker, you wouldn't have all those problems.
Yeah. Yeah.
How you doing, Deanna?
I'm good. How are you, Mike?
Just fine. John, I thought I'd just pass on a couple of things. I was able to get on your show a couple of days ago, 3 days ago, when Bob Chapman was on there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a really super guy. You two have a great deal of American integrity that's lacking in a lot of places. And when you start getting the truth, and I also want to include Deanna on this too, she's pretty good most of the time, okay? We don't give
what
her everything
most
all at
of
one
the time.
Uh-oh, Mike.
Now, it's okay. You can push the button anytime you want to, John. But
No.
I want to say, I have a couple things to say. The stress that the economy is going through is just the beginning. This isn't the end of it. We're just starting some very nasty stuff on that's coming next year, especially with 2 million people fall off the unemployment rolls, and then we have an initial 2 million after that in about 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we see happening. This is going to be pretty nasty. Unless, of course, at the last minute they just chicken out. But we're heading for some rioting, and we already know that there are other forces being geared up to prevent that from happening.
Well, the U.S. Army has already been assigned the job through these fusion centers.
Well, it's going to be an interesting little tenement tea party, you might say.
Yeah, it's one I'm not looking forward to, but if it happens...
There doesn't seem to be some answers. In other words, I feel personally, after paying taxes and stuff like this is my own personal view, is that I don't understand why people continue to pay their taxes. Just stop doing it. All they're doing is taking that money and putting it in their back pockets and running off with it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's got to be... The way you stop a fire is you've got to stop fueling that fire. And you fuel it with money. You stop the money, it's going to shut it all down.
Well,
it's going to get shut down anyway. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Well,
it's going to get shut down anyway.
Yeah.
We've got $500 trillion of debt in this country. And that's no lie. It's not the 14 trillion you're hearing. That's a complete total smokescreen. It's 500 trillion plus. And that doesn't include another 600 trillion offshore derivatives. We cannot pay it. It's an impossibility.
It is.
At one time, John, the whole world's economy was based on $40 trillion, of which our portion was $9 trillion of that. As you can see how much out of proportion it is right now.
Do you know?
There's only a few ways that we can see to get this straightened out. you can't get it straightened out. But people like GE, they made the announcement a couple months ago that nobody on the plant floor is going to make more than $15 from here on out. They're getting rid of people everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it's being funded by your own taxpayers' money.
That's right.
I mean, their taxes are shoring up GE when it really should go, under, should go bankrupt. It's already bankrupt anyway.
Well, we can't do that because we still have GE involved in too many military contracts.
That's also true.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a quality company. I just wish it would make light bulbs that last more than a week or two.
Yeah, we bring better things to life. They don't necessarily tout their death and destruction subsidiaries.
They also have a few. You're right.
Yeah.
I also want to present something else to you that's going to be a little slightly controversial, but I want to ask you a question. You made a couple of comments here about the fires. Deanna brought up some fires in Israel, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really know that they had trees in Israel. I thought they were all olive trees that were being bulldozed down.
They're up north in the mountains.
Well, here's what I'm trying to get to. John, you brought up a real good point, and this is something that a lot of your listeners need to understand, that in this world, if you see it as a collective all in this world, we are going to end up getting into a religious fanatical destruction of this world if we don't stop this stuff.
Yep. Yep. I couldn't agree with you more.
John, why, or anybody out there who can listen to this, can you tell me why Israel is even there right now? Did you know it's not supposed to be there yet?
Well, the only thing that I have done throughout the years, and by the way, the guy that called in earlier talking about the listeners, the different types of people that listen to this network, we've got a lot of Jews that listen to this network.
Right.
And the reason being is because we've been educating them on Judaism versus Zionism.
Yes.
They are being woke up on a grand scale. And the only way that I see this problem to be self-correcting is the people who are involved in this do their own correction. But you're exactly right. The Muslims against the Israelis against this, the Christians against it. It's all falderal. It is all being manufactured. And if you really want to get down into somebody's soul and fire them up, you do it on religion. Man, there is nothing they won't do in the preservation of theirs and their beliefs. And, hell, they'll kill half the world if they have to.
Sure.
That's right.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm getting to, and this is what I want to bring out to a lot of people. First of all, Israel's really not supposed to be there yet.
That's right.
Biblically, I'm not really a real hardcore biblical person, but the information I get from my group of people is very excellent information. Israel is not supposed to be there. There's only one way it can be there. Only one way.
When their Messiah comes.
And that'll be for the second time for Christians, mm-hmm. and the first time for Jews and anybody else.
Yeah.
Well, what is it there for right now? This doesn't make sense to me. It's there because man put it there.
That's right.
And it's not supposed to be there yet. The lands between the Euphrates and the Tigris were given, according biblically, by God to who?
Abraham.
Well, that's close. But he gave them to the Israelites. Who are the Israelites?
The tribes from Jacob.
Thank you. The 12 tribes, yep. Not just the Jews. So you got to be very careful how you interpret what's being told to you.
And let me interject this because...
And by the way, John, I don't mean to interrupt. There's
yeah, go
one
ahead.
More point I want to say.
Go ahead.
Jesus was not Jewish. He was Hebrew. And you better get that lesson learned real quick.
Mike, the one thing that I do when I have inquiries, and these come from the Jews that stumble across this network and... They only listen for a few minutes, and they think that we're anti-Semitic and this, that, and the other. I just simply do one thing. I just tell them, look, do your research, do your background on this. I'll discuss anything, anytime that you want to talk about. That's fine. But first, do me a favor. Go to nkusa.org. That's the Nutricarty Group, the large Jewish group up there in New York that falls out on the streets every year. With their signs very carefully lettered saying, we are against Zionism and we are against the state of Israel because by our own conservative Torah teachings, we are not to have that country until the Lord, thy God, directs it.
Thank you.
That's right.
And thank you for pointing that out, Mike. Appreciate
your
call.
And also, too, I want to say, too, John, you do a great job. And any other, let me point something out really quickly. And I get sometimes right in my face, that come right in my face, the people who are not Jewish, but they protect the Jewish, Israel, they protect Israel, okay? The first thing you want to say if anything is said against the Jewish people is that, oh, you're anti-Semitic. And it's not 3 seconds later comes out of my mouth, and that is that anti-Semitism is a disease. You catch it from Jews. And you've got to understand that we're all, just look at everybody all over the world. Look at the Chinese. They're some of the brightest people. They have IQs of 121, by the way. They're top of the feeding frenzy. And then look at the Asians. They're second in line. The European whites are next in line after that, and the Jewish after that. And there's a nice little hierarchy. Every one of us has got something different about us. Every one of us. Why in the hell are we fighting to destroy this earth? It doesn't make sense to me.
It only makes sense for those that want the control and they want the power. Thanks for your call, Mike. I appreciate it. And I would suggest to people go up to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, in the video section, and look at the Helen Thomas interview on her resignation in the Middle East. She is Lebanese. And she said, you know, when I was called anti-Semitic, she said that made no sense. She says, I'm a Semite.
Right. Right.
Jeff in Missouri. We're running out of time, Jeff.
Yeah, real quick here. I like your program, John. Now, last time I called in, I do disagree with you on certain things, but that's always good. You and Crazy Bob, last time I called in, we were discussing the economy, and he insists that at some point we're going to go through a period of hyperinflation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Ellen Brown has an excellent article on her website on why the United States is not Zimbabwe. We are fighting deflation, and either way, we're still going to collapse. I have no doubt about that, but I still insist that it's not going to be Bob's way through hyperinflation. It's going to be through deflationing where the entire bottom falls out.
You know what we can say about that one, Jeff?
Yeah, it doesn't matter, I guess.
Yeah, time will tell. It's going to happen one way or the other. We'll see which way it falls.
Yeah, but I really appreciate your show. And, you know, I'm glad to see that you're not like Big Mouth AJ across the street, a anti-Catholic, because he goes on and on about the Holy Father and so-and-so, and I've called him up and called him to the carpet a couple times, but he just kind of ignores it. But I really appreciate your program.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. Rick, okay. Is this Missouri or Montana? Missouri. Rick, we only have about a minute and a half.
Yeah, I'm a fairly new listener, about 4 weeks or so. I catch your last hour after I get home from work.
Okay.
And I'm one of those non-religious people who followed Mike Rivero over here.
Cool.
So I like what I'm hearing. Thank you for being on there.
Hey, not a problem. And Rick, you notice I stay away from the divisiveness on religion and belief. I just simply tell people this, that if you are in whatever you're in, and you believe it 100%, you stick by it. But if there's any doubts, keep researching, keep looking, keep asking questions. That's the only way I ever answer that question. Deanna, thank you so much, dear.
Well, thank you for asking me to be on your show.
Well,
I'll
tell you what, I thoroughly enjoyed these 2 hours.
So have I.
All righty, ma'am. Your program is on Monday through Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and we'll see what we can do about maybe expanding that out a little bit.
Okay.
Thank you. Deanna Spingola, folks. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for being with us here today.
Gold.